Didn't they show synesthesia on an episode of House? I'm Sean Day, professor of English and Anthropology at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm also a synesthete and a world-renowned researcher of synesthesia. In the fourth season of the Fox Television Network series House, in episode 2, titled The Right Stuff, which first aired October 2, 2007, Dr. Gregory House, played by Hugh Laurie, encounters a patient, a young female Air Force pilot hoping to become an astronaut, played by Essence Atkins, who is having seizure-like episodes. These seizures are accompanied by sound-to-color synesthesia. This is an example of adventitious synesthesia, brought about by brain injury, as opposed to congenital synesthesia, which would be a condition you're genetically predisposed to and which usually starts to manifest at about the age of 4 or 5. Writer and director Matthew V. Lewis prides himself on getting aspects of rare medical conditions correct and wanted to get an accurate depiction of adventitious synesthesia, so he contacted me for a couple of telephone conversations to discuss things. The first thing we kicked around was that whereas some of the most common types of congenital synesthesia involve such things as colored letters, numbers, or days of the week, there have never been cases of adventitious synesthesia reporting these types. Instead, adventitious synesthesia seems to only involve what we would call direct sense-to-sense synesthesia, such as seeing sounds or hearing smells, and never such cognitive constructs as letters, numbers, names, dates, and such. However, just like with congenital synesthesia, the most common synesthetic perceptions with adventitious synesthesia is color. This is handy since if you want an accurate depiction, it makes more sense to go with something that's more common than something which is extremely rare or perhaps has never been reported. But also you want something that you can readily portray on television. Now, there are other types of adventitious synesthesia, such as hearing smells or tasting sounds or colored pain. However, it would be very difficult, virtually impossible, to depict to the viewing audience the flavors, smells, or pain someone is experiencing. We don't have those kind of add-ons to our televisions yet. But we've had the ability to mesh color and sounds for audiences since long before colored television, so you go with sound to color. And the easy way to do this is to portray it as if it's from the person experiencing its point of view. That is, the camera becomes the person. Such synesthetic perceptions can often be see-through. That is, the colors seen are like seeing through tinted glass or colored cellophane. So you can have the camera panning around, looking at things, with areas of the view changing tint in accordance to the changes in sound. Which means that the synesthetic visuals would also need to be dynamic, changing with the sound, rather than just standing there static and unmoving. And it turns out that the patient had a rare genetic disorder called von Hippel-Lindau disease, along with a pheochromocytoma, a tumor that releases high levels of adrenaline and similar compounds, which produce the neurological symptoms, including the synesthesia. A couple of neat touches that the director added in for this episode of House are that Dr. House, of course, is totally familiar with synesthesia and sees this adventitious synesthesia as a symptom of something else and not as a problem in its own right, which needs some form of cure. Also, on House's whiteboard, where he writes down the patient's symptoms in an attempt to deduce a diagnosis, he notes the synesthesia as just syn, S-Y-N, which is how a lot of synesthesia researchers actually refer to the condition's shorthand. If you have questions about synesthesia, please send them to me, Sean Day, by email to sean.day@trident.edu. I'm Sean Day, synesthete professor and researcher at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina.